Welcome to the Carl and Jenny Talk About podcast, where we discuss topics, upcoming events, what's been happening, and spill the beans on each other. Listen and learn how to spend a lot of time together in a small space and how we make it as a couple. Subscribe for the latest episodes. Now here's your hosts, Carl and Jenny.
Come in. Welcome. And why don't you, while you're at it, close that door. Thank you.
Corny.
I'm Carl.
God, don't we know it. And I'm Jenny.
And this is our sixth edition of the Carl and Jenny Talk About podcast.
Half a dozen.
We're doing it a little bit different this time. We've got cameras rolling. So we're going to put this out on a video as well as just a podcast. So you can either watch it on YouTube or you can listen to it on any of your favourite platforms. iTunes, TuneIn, what else have we got? All the different formats you can listen to podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, all that lot. Even Alexa, I think you can get us on now. So if you're sitting at home, Alexa, play Carl and Jenny Talk About. Bing! Anyway, moving on. We missed last week because we've really not had time to do it because we've got a new friend on board.
We've had a new addition to the family, haven't we? And today marks the 2-week anniversary of our little patter of tiny feet.
And shall we tell them what they are?
Yeah. God.
What you got?
I've got a new baby. I am looking after Inky, who is a crossbreed. We're not actually sure what kind of dog she is.
Let's get it out. It is a dog.
It is a dog with 4 little feet. She's not so small. She is a rescue dog, basically. And a friend of ours, Kaz, had her for a couple of months, actually, along with her 2 dogs. But it got to be too much for her, and she had to let her go back to the Hector's house, which is a very worthy cause. Kennels here in Crete. It's a massive problem on Crete is the fact that there's lots of dogs that need new homes, basically. The owners just obviously let them go instead of
feeding them.
Having them.
They're abandoned dogs.
There are a lot of abandoned dogs, and there are great companies here working to try and rehouse them all around Europe.
In fact, one of the companies, it's a British company, or British people, I think, who run it, isn't it?
Yeah.
And they drive around and they've got this pickup truck.
Yeah, they've got a sense of humour, though.
I don't know what the letters stand for.
But we just remember
they're
it.
Like in 2-foot-high letters along the side of this truck. And the letters are T dot W dot A dot T dot S. So when they're driving around, everybody says, oh, look, there's the twats.
The twats. So they've got a sense of humour.
What does it stand for?
I've no idea. We'll have to read it.
Yeah.
But they've got a sense of humour, and they do everything, obviously, charity-based. They don't get paid for it at all. They just try to raise funds to look after these poor little dogs that are all over the island and rehouse them. So we've got Inky, who's just coming down the stairs now. And we've had her for 2 weeks, and she went back into the kennels. But her sad story is that as a little pup, she was abandoned as a puppy. So they found her, took her into the kennels. But when she was there, because she is either one of the smaller ones when she went in.
My feet.
Yeah, it's definitely the dog. When she was small baby, a lot of the other dogs picked on her. And they picked on her so bad that they didn't think that she was going to live. They attacked her. And she's got this massive scar on like a
back leg,
like on a hip bone. And also one on a foot. So they obviously, once they found that, they moved her out of the way. And trying to find her a new home. So she can't be in with other dogs, basically. And when she went back after Kaz, she wasn't eating. She'd gone all skinny. You could see her ribs.
She's actually a Belgian Shepherd cross, we think, because everything about her features that type of dog, like an Alsatian, but a short-haired one. but she looks like a whippet or a greyhound.
She's that thin
at the moment.
So we're trying to feed her up because we're good at that, and we have done. And she's settling in. She's very nervous, but she's coming out in a real character now. So, we're getting quite attached to her, aren't we? But she has got her forever home in Holland, and we're just waiting to be told when the flight will be.
And then no more dog hairs all over the boat.
Oh, blooming heck. You know, I take my hat off to anybody who's got a dog, whether it's at home or on a boat.
We've had dogs.
I know,
well,
but...
not loads. We had three before we came here.
Yeah, and we kind of rescued two of them, didn't we? But she really needed us, and we were soft heads, and we took her in. And she just wants stroking all the time now and loving and stuff. But she's quite nervous of other dogs and things. But anyway, what I was going to say is...
And that's why we was delayed on getting this podcast out.
Yeah,
because we've been too busy dog sitting, trying to train her and walk her, and it's just a mobile shitting machine, really, isn't
everything
it?
And she can do big poos. I mean, she stands.
Why are we always
about...
end up talking about shit?
I don't know, because it makes you laugh. She stands about just above knee height to me. She's a biggish dog. Or she will be. She's only about 9 months old at the minute. But anyway, I took her on her first walk. I went with my walking group on Thursday.
You're going to start talking about shit again now, aren't you?
Yeah. Because this is one where I'd written down to talk about. So I'm looking after Inky. She's gorgeous and everything. But yeah, you've got to be up every morning early, 7:30, take her out and do all that. Anyway, so we went on this walk. And bearing in mind that you have to keep the countryside clean. So... it's the same in England, it's the same in the US, wherever you are. If there's a gate open, leave it open. If it's shut, reshut it. But take away...
if you dump it, bury it.
Yeah, no, bring it with you.
I'm on about yours.
Yeah, I've only ever done that once.
Have you put yours in a plastic bag?
I have, yeah, but I didn't have to. Anyway, this time, because I'm on this diet, I'm trying to lose some weight, I'm drinking quite a lot. I had to actually do 3 wees on the walk, and yeah, it's going behind a bush and doing it. And she was crying, waiting for me coming back. Anyway, we set off and we're actually doing a 14 to 15 kilometre walk. So I thought it'll do her good and me good, wear each other out. We are not 50 metres down this road and I need a wee. So I give the lead to Anne and she starts walking with Inky. So I'm squatting behind a bush and I do my wee and catch up with them later. To her and shout, Jen, she's done a poo right in the middle of the road that we're walking up to get onto the path. They're not little. It's a double hander, near enough carrier bag amount of shit. So I've got my rucksack on my back and I pick up this poo, which I'm supposed to do, and I double knot it. I even double bag it, and then where's it got to go?
It's bad when you got a double bag.
It was double bag. In fact, even later, I stopped about another halfway along and triple bagged it because it stunk. I could smell this bag that I've got then in the rucksack on my back that I'm walking around. So not only did I do good steps, but I walked over 23,000 steps with an extra pound of shit in my bag. How committed is that?
Wow!
What do you reckon?
Wow. Says it all.
I know.
Anyway, the other thing we've been doing, it's...
And also, let me just say, I'd taken some eggs. Hard-boiled eggs for my dinner, for my lunch, when we had our lunch stop. And I had to be careful, because I'd put them in the same kind of bag that I'd got the shit in, to make sure I didn't get the shit out for my dinner.
Good job it went dark.
I had to then get my bags out. Anyway, so that's what I've been doing this week.
Well, as you well know, we had friends over the other night.
Yeah.
For a meal, which is one of the things us boaties do, is that you invite people around for a bit of a supper or an afternoon tea or whatever.
Yeah, you get to know each other a bit better. It's nice.
It all turns to drink at the end of the day. So... this couple we're having over are Dutch, and we've come to realise that a lot of Dutch people drink lots of coffee. Now, I've been off caffeine for maybe 2 or 3 years now, and I've just started getting back into drinking coffee. I've been having decaf, but I really do like normal coffee. So I bought a little cafetiere, which makes one cup.
And because I said you can have that on the boat, it's not too big.
Which makes one cup. So I bought this cafetiere, I've been going to this little coffee shop around the corner what do beans, and we were in Lidl the other day, and they got a bean grinder, a little electric bean grinder, what I can run off my inverter. So I've been getting right into my coffee. So anyway, at the marina, we've got a shower block. And if anybody's got anything that they don't want anymore, don't matter what it is, clothing, musical instruments, little bits of...
plates, cups, sheets.
Shackles, makeup, bits of string, anything. Anything.
Food.
In fact, I got some socks out there all day.
I couldn't believe.
I don't own any socks.
I couldn't believe somebody had left some socks and knickers. Used.
I didn't have the knickers.
I know. I'm glad you didn't bring them back
but
for
I
me.
I don't own any socks.
I can't believe you bought somebody
and
else's
socks. And it's been
socks.
Freezing cold for the last few days. And there were four pairs of neatly ironed and washed socks, what looked quite new. So I thought, oh, they'll be all right.
That's just dirty.
On a cold night. Anyway,
no way I'd do that.
So we've got these friends coming round. I've been cooking. I did sushi all afternoon. Been making sushi because I like me cooking.
Because you're clever, aren't you?
And I did it was Japanese
lovely. Soup.
Bird's nest soup. And I said, right, I'll just go and have a quick shower before they come round. So I went across, and on the bench as I walked into the showers, there's a coffee percolator machine.
About the size of two Wellington boots together.
It's not two Wellington boots. It's a coffee percolator. But it's everybody knows what a coffee percolator is. They know how big they are. It's not one of these espresso industrial machines.
No.
It's a normal house coffee percolator. And I thought, oh, that's all right. And then I picked it up. And it's made of plastic, so it's really, really lightweight. The only bit of glass on it is the jug thing. I thought, Dutch people coming round. I can make coffee for four people. So I thought, yeah, we'll have that on board. So I come back, I said to Jen, look at what I found. What do you want that for?
Because you're a hoarder and we've already got a shed full and you're filling up cabin number two with all your gear.
So I said, we've got Dutch people coming. They drink coffee. I'm going to make some coffee. So I made a pot of coffee, left it on the side. They came round. We had the meal. Would you like a cup of coffee? No, I prefer another beer. So anyway.
So we didn't drink coffee.
We didn't have any coffee. So the night goes on and it gets a bit late and the dog's wanting to go for a wee. So Jen says, I'll nip out with the dog. Well, this couple, what we've come round, they both smoke. So we went out onto the, because we don't allow smoking on the boat. So we went out onto the pontoon and one of our friends, two boats up, we could hear a little bit of music coming from his boat. And he lives on his own. So we walked up and banged on. Oh, we'd been having an argument about what, not an argument, but a discussion on what type of boat his was. So we'd started betting on what type of boat it was. So we said, right, while Jen's out with the dog, let's go and have a look what the boat is. Well, there's no boat markings on it. He's not got it on. What it's called, he's obviously took the markings off.
Right.
And I was certain it was one type of boat. And they said, nah, it's definitely this one. So what do we do? Knock on the door. Oh, you're in? Yeah, come on board. Want a beer? So we all piled onto the boat. I was proven wrong. It was the boat they said it was. Anyway, we sat there and we'd had a few beers that night. So he says to us, do you want a drink? I says, oh, I'll have a coffee. Anyway, he went to his cupboard, opened the cupboard door, and I saw this little percolator, a cafetiere there. I says, oh, I've just got one of those. In fact, I'll tell you a story. I went to the shower block tonight knowing that these like coffee and I've got this percolator. And then this Dutch couple started pissing themselves. Because 2 years ago, they actually bought that percolator.
From Lidl.
From Lidl, here in, just up from the marina.
Great.
They'd used it once or twice and then gave it to somebody else on a boat. And then the other night, this other couple on the boat who they'd given it to a year later.
Said, oh, we'd not really used it.
They'd not used it. So they went back round to their boat and says, do you want this percolator back? They says, no, we're not going to use it. We've gone off coffee. So I've put it in the shower block. So
we've got that one. It's going round in circles.
It's going round.
And I bet we follow suit where you're wanting to keep it. I bet we don't use it either. And come next winter, if we come back here,
I bet they've got it back on their boat.
It'll be back in the thingy. No, it'll be back in the shower block for the next person to take on.
Maybe. So, but anyway, that's what we've been doing.
What goes around comes around.
And tonight we're out on another boat.
Yeah. So new friends.
You fell down last night, didn't you? Can you remember? No, you can't.
I can remember. I'm frowning at you because why have you brought that up?
It just came into my head. We went out last night.
Used to wearing high heels.
I'm having to give her the shut up, you're interrupting sound. You'll have seen that on video anyway.
And I'm giving you the eye, like, why have you brought that up?
Why not? People want to know the real you. She's a pisshead, I tell you.
I'd not had my dinner, so...
She's not had a dinner,
my tea, so
she
I was
made
a little
up
bit
for
drunk.
It on wine. Walked out the restaurant and fell down the stairs and landed up on her arse. Anyway.
My knee gave way.
So...
Anyway. So have you got your gripe or mine? I've got two little... Well, I've got a little one.
Well, do you know
I've got a major one. I've got a major one.
I didn't have any gripes this week, seeing as it's Valentine's week.
Yeah.
So I was just going to say how much I love you.
Oh, bless.
But I'll listen to what you've got
That's
first, because
nice.
Something will always come into my mind.
Shall I say my little one first, then?
Yeah, go on, then.
Do you know why you don't make the bed? Ever. And you've not even learnt to do that.
I do make it sometimes.
Yeah, but not properly. You get in there, but still not very good. It's a man thing.
No, it's not. It's just that it's never good enough.
Can you make sure... This is just dirty to me. Or it makes you feel dirty. It's like, can you open the bloody window blind in the bedroom? Please. Every day, it's just one little pull. And let the light in. Open the window if it's not open. Just let some air flow through. So that all that dog breath that you've had in the night... The dog's not allowed in there, but... Give it over.
I've just had a thought.
Open that bloody window.
I've just had a thought.
It's like you don't care about
you know, because
your house.
You're talking about windows being shut.
Yeah.
Do you know where they're saying... Do you know where the saying daylight robbery comes from? It's just reminded me.
What?
In Victorian times, you know, if you walk around London and places like that where you've got these the big old Victorian houses.
Yeah.
You will see that some of the windows have been bricked up upstairs. You might not have noticed it because we've not walked around London very much, but take my word for it. Anybody listening who's in the London area will know this, that in the rows of Victorian, Elizabethan houses, whatever, every other window on the upstairs used to get bricked up.
Because they're renovating.
No. Because the Victorians introduced a tax called a window tax.
Like in Amsterdam, however many houses
No, that's
are.
How wide the houses are.
Yeah, but yeah. Same kind of thing.
So in London, in the Victorian times, they introduced a window tax. So people didn't have to pay as much tax on the houses, they started bricking the windows up. And that's where you got the saying come from. It was daylight robbery.
What's that got to do with daylight robbery?
What's what got to do with daylight robbery?
Bricking your windows up.
Because if they had a bricked window up, they didn't have to pay tax on it. And it was the government robbing them because they'd just got bloody windows in their house. And that's where you get the saying from. Daylight robbery. Oh, yeah. Anyway, go
it
back to
it is actually gripe. Light robbery. Right, yeah. But anyway, that was just my little one. Can you please undo the window? It looks like you're dirty, slumming it, like from a low-down area if you don't open your windows and let some fresh air in.
Well, can I just say, for the purposes of people who don't live on boats, our window is horizontal on the top of the roof.
Yeah, but you never used to do it when we got a house. Open the windows, open the curtains to upstairs. People who leave upstairs curtain windows shut to your bedroom, you're just lazy. And I can imagine that if you've got your curtains shut, you've not even made your bed either.
They could have had a relative what's recently died.
No, there's some people who do that, isn't there? A lot of people aren't bothered about making the bed and they aren't bothered about opening and shutting the curtains, but I think it makes you look scruffy. So don't do it, dear. So that's just that little one anyway. So has that gone in?
Shall we move on?
Yeah. So that was one little one. But the best one, this is my main gripe.
God,
and this
I can see she's got a piece of A4 paper here wrote out. We fully on.
I've realised...
Shall I sit back?
No, you'll need to answer to this, tell you. I've realised that you do... I think it's a man thing. You do horrible, bordering on nasty, disgusting things for fun.
At least I don't fart in bed all night.
And you did last night. And you do it just to gauge my reaction.
Go on.
Mainly to make me laugh, possibly. And I'll give you a couple of examples,
right?
I hope
you will.
Are you ready? We get in bed at night. If he ever comes to bed at the same time as I do.
I'm a night owl.
But you know like how you can spoon? What do you do with your arm?
I hold your belly. I put my arm around you and
what
I just
you
squeeze your belly.
You put your arm around me and you go past that bit that really makes you tickle like that. That bit. And then you hold my belly.
Where she's got a little bit of overhanging skin from being the mother of my two children.
No, it's fat.
It's not fat.
It's not fat. It's a belly.
It's mother skin.
But you do it deliberately.
Because I love you.
I can tell you, Jen, two better places to leave your hands.
It's not fat.
That would be all right.
Yeah, but then you say, Gia, I want to go to sleep.
No, it's not playing. It's just leaving them there. But... you put your hand on my belly and it makes me one breathe in and I want to just relax. I want to let it all hang out and I want to go to sleep. And then that makes me laugh. But you do it deliberately, don't you? You deliberately put your hand on
I
that
do
bit
it
of belly.
Because it's that little bit of extra from where you bore my children. And it's to show you that I still love you,
despite warts and all.
Despite
that bit.
Despite warts.
Well, I'd rather you put your hand on my boobs or anywhere else, on my ass, or my leg, than not on my belly. So that's the one example. Number two, where you do horrible, nasty, disgusting things for fun.
It's horrible and nasty, anyway.
Well, it's not nasty, but it's like going, you've got a belly. That's how I feel it is. I'm trying hard to get it off. Anyway, so the next one with that, Inky, stop licking my fingers, is what you did just before the thing today. You cut your toenails or your fingernails.
Yeah.
Listen.
I'll hand up to
you,
this
you'll
one.
Cut your toenails, your fingernails. You'll leave them, not always, not very often I'll say you'll leave them, but you left some fingernails on this table
last
the other
night.
Day.
I did it last week. Because I've been playing my guitar, so I trimmed my fingernails last night. And while I was watching a film and Jen had gone to bed, I just left them in the corner of the table. But I did chuck them in the bin this morning.
Yeah, at least you're not flicking them for me to find when I'm moving up or cleaning up. But you cut your toenails and you cut your fingernails. And instead of just putting them in the bin or away, straight away, you either leave them there or you'll say... I'll save that for Ron and I'll get the meat out of my teeth with it later.
No,
use it as a toothpick.
I did actually say...
You do!
I did actually say that was my big toenail and you can have it for a toothpick.
You dirty. That's just what a man would... Only a man would say that.
But you was also down on your hands and knees. Ah, my favourite place.
Cleaning the floor.
You were cleaning the floor at that time. And as I walked across to put them in the bin, I dropped two in her hair. So now, dogs are smiling. So now you can actually use it as a comb, as well as a toothpick.
Thanks, yeah, it's lovely. But also, if you put them in your pocket, you realise when I do the washing, I have to check your pockets.
Do you know how
many times I've put my hands in my pockets? I don't know whether other women have found this as well. Put your hand... Oh, have you got some in now?
It's just a... I've just found one.
God, I want to throw up.
It was down in the bottom of my pocket.
Yeah,
yes,
and I have to do that every time I've got to wash
them. But can I just say, I don't just flick them. If I'm sat watching a film and I do take it off and I put it in my pocket and I empty my pockets, but I've just found that one right in the corner of my pocket in my shorts, only because I've not got round to emptying pockets.
Mm. 30 years, people, of this. I've put up with this for 30 years. You've got no answer, have you?
It's finger-licking good.
Then it's good. And then the final last one that I do find very, very funny, but it's very disgusting at the same time.
Can you just stop that dog being a dickhead?
I can't stop her getting excited. No, lie down, Inky. Is, you'll have to explain this as well, that no matter what you've been doing, whether we're in bed or not, or usually when I'm still, you will rub your finger.
No.
Across. Right. Let me explain first before you get into explaining why. He'll just do that if you can see on the... Right, I don't know where this is filmed.
Well, you'll have to describe it.
Yeah, he gets his index finger and he just rubs it very gently. It's not hurting at all. What's that bit called?
It's where your moustache line would be.
What's it called? It's got a name, that bit.
Yeah, it's that funny name. It's fulcrum, underneath it. It's whatever. Between your nose and the top lip. That little bit
that
of nice soft skin.
Soft skin. On, yeah, where your moustache would be, them bits. And he rubs it, like, from left to right, across the top of my lip. And that's it. That's all he does.
Yeah, but first, you've just got to put your finger down, crack your arse.
Because once you've done it... Just because it's there, it's always underneath your nostrils. You cannot get rid of that smell.
That was an army mate of mine.
Whether it's your belly button or your arse that you've had your finger up.
There were an army mate of mine who told me about that one. They used to do it in the barracks. They used to put the finger down the crack of their arse and somebody would be asleep and then they'd just go and grab them and slide the finger across the nose and for the rest of the night.
So it's not nasty. It's better than shaving eyebrows. It's better than anything like that because it's not harmful, is it? To people if they're asleep.
I don't actually. In all honesty, I only pretend to put my finger down the crack of my bum. I don't really.
Yeah, I know that.
I normally wipe it under my armpits.
But you'll do it. You'll do it. You'll do it like that. Just for the fun of it, won't you?
Or inner thigh sweat.
Oh, God. You're scraping the barrel now. So, yeah, so I don't know whether I want you to stop doing that, actually.
Picture, 1,000 words.
I don't want you to stop making me laugh, but it's so disgusting. I don't want you putting your finger on your arse and then doing it, but I quite like the fact that you tickle. But I would like you to put your hand somewhere else when you're spooning, and I would not like you to put your toenails on the table or in your pockets.
Oh.
Please.
And is that your gripes?
That's it for this week, yeah. So I hope other people
have
related.
I think I've got away quite lightly with that after you've got an A4 piece of paper to... Yeah. Bollock me.
I hope other people have related to that.
They probably will do.
Can I just tell you a funny story that I've thought of that I didn't write down that I'm thinking of this and then that's it. I can't remember what, you know how I said there's a name for that bit of skin there?
Yeah.
There's different names for things.
If you know what that name is.
Let us know. I'll have to look it up when we've done. But there's also a funny story about the name for that punch bag thing in the back of your throat. You know when you open your mouth?
Your clack.
We call it your clack. So there's like a punch baggy holy bit. And it's not your epiglottis. I know it's not yet that. There's a name for that punch baggy bit at the back. And we were bringing the kids up. We were back in England at home and we got a house. And Carlene, our daughter, was on her way to school one day and her friend Matt called round. And she'd got a sore throat and she's saying, I've got a sore throat. Eve, it's all red all in. I've got tonsillitis, Mum. And I said, let me have a look. Open your mouth. And she went like that so I could have a look in her throat. And I said, oh, yeah, your punch baggy thing. And all round is really red. But I'll get your appointment with the doctors. And she says, I know what it's called. Matt was saying, what is it? Oops, sorry, I'm not something. What is it? And she says, clitoris. It's your clitoris. She were about 12. I said, I couldn't stop laughing. I was on the floor rolling. I said, no, Carlene, look that up when you get to school, but trust me, that's not your clitoris.
That's why I've never been able to reach it.
That's why I've never been able to find it. So, yeah, anyway, that's the story from Carlene growing up.
Kids, eh? Anyway, that's it for tonight. Yeah. This is we're running into 30 minutes now. So thanks for listening again.
I've enjoyed that one.
Good.
Yeah.
If you want to follow us on our website, I'm just going to give ourselves some plugs now.
Okay.
You can follow us on our website at www.carlandjenny.com. It is based mainly on our sailing side of things, but we've started putting the podcasts on there. And you can find a little bit more about us on there. You can also follow us on Instagram at Carl and Jenny Sailing or at Facebook at Carl and Jenny. And we've also got a Patreon page if anybody wants to, feels like they'd like to support us a little bit. And
buy you a coffee.
Buy me a coffee.
Coffee
or a percolator. Coffee bean. So anyway, that's it for this time. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.